Hello, my name's Amanda Hollingworth from Lucid Therapies, and this is a guided meditation especially for the Inspired by Nature World Summit. It's early morning and I'm recording this in Derbyshire. I'm in a beautiful woodland and the sun is shining through the trees, but there's a lovely coolness as I'm sitting underneath a beautiful huge oak tree. And all the sounds that you can hear are very real as I'm sitting here now. And the reason I wanted to record this whilst actually in nature, because I wanted to feel the energy that I'm recording this meditation in. This is one of my favourite places. Whenever I come here, the connection, the alignment with pure source energy is so beautiful and nurturing. It helps me in this energy of pureness and innocence and strength and life and cycles to reconnect with who I really am, to come out of the busyness of my chattering mind and remember that that chattering mind is just ready to be looked at with love and spoken to with kindness, almost like a parent would speak to an overactive child. And it's a good time as well to review and to reflect if there's anything, any emotion or any patterns, any conditioning that's ready to be looked at and healed and held and transformed and returned back to the innocence and wisdom of its pure source energy, which is why I feel we're here now as human beings, our souls learning how to have free will in these amazing human bodies. And I feel that's what our ego is. It's part of our young soul that's manifesting in the human body and learning how to be physical, how to be safe, fully integrated within our bodies, how to be physically present and grounded and alert and rooted in being physical, in being physical bodies, enjoying all of our senses, being very active in this world and present with all our gifts and unique talents. And I feel it's time for us to remember the source energy that we come from, that we are so much more than just the need to physically survive, to gain power and strength, need love, trying to find ourselves out there in the physical world. When we reconnect and remember with love, we heal. Our innocence of our hearts opens up again, and who we really are is reborn into this world. So what I invite you to do is to find a place to listen to this that perhaps is outside in nature, or at least a piece of ground that has some grass, somewhere that you might be able to take your shoes off, or somewhere where your hand can touch nature, whether it's a plant or a tree or even a house plant. But the energy that I share this meditation with you is in nature, and I'm here. I've been on a beautiful hike. I can feel the energy flowing through my body because our bodies love movement and flow. I can feel my heart enjoy the challenge of walking up the hill. And I can also feel the refreshing coolness as I sit under this beautiful oak tree and see the colours of the greens of the fresh ferns unfurling into life. But at the same time, there is also evidence of the cycle of life. There are fallen trees that are decaying, going back to pure elements to be used again to manifest more physical life, because everything is source energy. Everything comes from love and creativity. Everything does. And we're cycles of returning to that and knowing that and being that. Souls fully integrated into this beautiful human experience and world. So I'm sitting on an old oak tree that's rotting. There's fungus and mushrooms growing on it. It's decaying. But its place in this woodland is just as necessary as the vibrant, massive oak tree that must be hundreds of years old next to me. And I'm going to use this energy now for this meditation. So as you're sitting here now, I want you to sit upright. This isn't about falling asleep. And I want you to gently close your eyes. And I want you to just take your attention into your breathing. Just breathing in and out through your nose. Just being aware of your breath. Taking your focus and attention into your breathing. And as you do that, you are taking your attention down into your body. You are taking your attention deeper. You're taking your attention into the space beneath all those thoughts and feelings and things you have to do. And I want you to feel yourself in your body. Be aware of yourself in your hand. Even with your eyes closed, you can feel yourself within your hand. The intelligence, the energy that's creating your hand is phenomenal. Cells are replicating, healing. The genius of our bodies on an intellectual level we still don't fully understand. Feel yourself in your legs, in your feet. It's like you're reconnecting again with so much more of you. And in that space, in that stillness, even if you're aware that there might be some thoughts or feelings that don't feel as calm or as peaceful, they are here and showing themselves now to be loved and healed and returned to truth. There is nothing within us to be ashamed of. There is nothing within us that we say we shouldn't have or we should resist. And what's more normal than to feel we don't want to feel something that hurts? But from this deeper place within us, we feel the deeper connection of source energy that nature is such a pure embodiment of. The love, the cycles, the trust, that we are part of the flow of life. Of course we have personal will. It's our choice to experience life and what's happening to us and how we feel it. But there is also divine will. So much of us is in the flow of life and we are being carried and supported and guided. We aren't here on our own having to do everything and earn everything and prove our worthiness. When we reconnect to the source, this space within us, we open, we expand, we reconnect, we remember that we are the same energy of the nature around us. And that feeling of loneliness and disconnection and separation, or the need to prove ourselves or earn our worthiness or approval, we remember we are already all of that. Just the pure, unique, divine, innocent children of life that we already are. We've just forgotten it temporarily, got lost in being physical, and that's been all part of our cycle. It was needed, but we're being reborn, refreshed, going full circle, but bringing in now conscious awareness, choosing to align, knowing that we're conscious source energy here to create, and revel in our senses. And also, every time we look at a part of ourselves that does feel uncomfortable, that does feel unloved, or is blaming, or feeling shame, or abandoned, or betrayed, it's that part of ourselves that's just misunderstood. Maybe as a child it wasn't reassured or told or reminded of the beautiful energy that it really is. So it's time to love all of ourselves. And there's a strength there. There's a wisdom there. There's a power there. There's a purpose there. There is a reason for this time on planet Earth to be embraced in all that we are. So as you're sitting here, I invite you, maybe there is something within you that's ready to be embraced. Maybe you could inquire. Maybe you could just feel that emotion and say, thank you so much. I know that you are trying to guide me. I know emotions just trying to guide me to a loving place. If there's any thought in my head of blame, maybe we're blaming somebody else for how we feel, or we feel responsible for how that person feels. It's seeing ourselves in that person as the powerful innocence and love that we truly are. That we are here to feel how we're feeling. And again, it's a misconception that we are at the mercy of other people, that we can only feel okay when others are feeling okay. That actually, whenever we're feeling out of sorts or upset or agitated, it is an invitation to take care of ourselves, to find a space that we can be in, that we feel safe in, to go into this space in our bodies that feels calm and relaxed. A space that allows us to say words that we need to hear, that we are loved, that everything is okay, everything is working out for us, everything that happens is here to heal and bring back into the light whatever's been lost or confused. And it's a journey. It's day at a time. But I can only assure you that every time you do this with love, it heals. And it not only heals the energy from your space, it not only clears any conditioning from our minds, it heals others and it heals the planet. And it's beautifully uplifting. And returning to nature, it returns us to a frame of mind. It returns us to a way of being that remembers everything is a unity on this planet. We are part of this ecosystem. And we turn to a time of care and attention and nurturing. Our planet isn't a constant resource. It is a source of divinity. And when we return to this, we will return to treating ourselves and others and the planet and our beautiful animals and nature and trees with the reverence and appreciation and care that it deserves and it warrants. We can be outside in nature, feeling that connection again, feeling that unity, feeling its energy, remembering its rhythms and its cycles. There's a time for rest, there's a time for nurturing, there's a time for regrowth, there's a time for healing, and there's a time of purpose and creation, a new birth, an activity. And when we live from this place, we receive those ideas, we trust in that, we feel what feels right, and we flow with it. We are not on our own having to do this on our own. We remember. So I want you to just feel how my words and this energy feels in your body. Whether you're already on an established path of awakening and alignment, or this is quite new to you, every day that we do this, that's the power, that's the healing. There's no shame in being triggered. There is no shame in having uncomfortable emotions. They're just here now. Life is just lovingly showing us a situation that can bring them into the light, so we can lovingly return them to Source, reborn, refreshed, revitalized, full of purpose, or even rest, whatever feels right. So what I invite you to do now is to just take your attention, bring your attention back, take your attention back into your breathing, keeping that awareness that's rooted and grounded in the environment, in that space within you, in that wholeness and peace, and saying words that I love you. So I love you to yourself. You're doing really well. Everything's working out for me. Everything's happening for the absolute best of me. Everything's happening for the best of me. And I want you to just bring your attention back into the here and now. I want you to gently reopen your eyes, taking in the attention and space around you, but keeping that rootedness in that space within you, but feeling your personality, feeling your humanness, but feeling your spirit in your soul and feeling the nature around you that you come from. And every time you do this, it's beautifully healing. It brings about a knowledge, a guidance of how to be in your life, in your daily lives, in your decisions and your actions. So I wish you well. I send you blessings of healing, love, innocence and wisdom. And it's been beautiful sharing this time with you. Thank you for listening.